We're going to bring in Alex Pavlovich, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area newspaper group. Alex, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Well, very interesting. As you know, we don't have our ISDN line, so we're making do with phone lines today and landlines, but I appreciate you being on. Big news around the ball club. We're going to get to that in a second, but last night, the manager had something to say to the ball club, and you were in there afterwards talking to players. Bring us up to date on that.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where when they meet, we usually don't know what it's about, but I don't think this is surprising at all. I think we've seen over the last 2 years that every once in a while he'll get them together, and sometimes it's theatrical, and sometimes he just wants to, you know, make sure they know the message and make sure they're on message. And this is a team that I don't think they've been terrible, but they haven't been fighting like they were the first 60 games, and we heard some guys say that last night, and I think, you know, for them that was kind of the message last night. Just go out and keep playing the way you did the first couple months, because they still believe they're a really good team, and there's no lack of belief in that clubhouse. So I think it was kind of just more of a reinforcing thing.
What was Lindstrom's attitude last night? As I said, you know, he gets his six innings and four runs, and one here, one there, one here, and he just couldn't shut it down again when he had to. What was his thought last night, especially with Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah, you know, I wrote last night that there are different kinds of losses for him, and sometimes it's pretty quiet and introspective and looking in and trying to look at mechanics and things like that. And last night, I think he was actually pretty ticked off. I think he felt like he could have gotten out of there with a much better line and had the stuff to get out of there with a better line. And, you know, we didn't talk too much about Goldschmidt. I think that's pretty well-covered ground, but just talking to him, it did seem like he was upset with some of the two strike pitches, and as he should be. You know, when you have a guy 0-2 and you have the stuff that Lindstrom still has, you want to put him away, and he's been a strikeout pitcher his whole life, and that kind of came back to bite him, and we've seen that on the full road trip. The same thing happened to Hudson.
Alex, you mentioned the ball club is not playing that bad. You look at all the different things, and over this 10-game stretch, they've lost 9 of 10, and out of the 10 games, maybe they had 4 well-pitched games. Starting pitching has really not carried this ball club, and actually, they need them right now.
Yeah, you know, we said from the beginning that's what they needed this year, and those guys were pretty good the first 2 months, and some of them were spectacular. And really, even when you see Hudson getting into trouble, it's just one of those streaks they've had. You know, certainly they faced some sluggers and some big names got to them, but they also, I think, aren't executing. I think a lot of two-strike pitches have been right over the plate, and that's been really staff-wide for the most part. So I think it's an execution problem. I think it even goes down to some guys in the bullpen also doing that, also having issues with that. So that's something that's fixable. I mean, nobody here is seriously hurt, and you know, they have Pagan and Scudero and Belt out right now, obviously, but on the pitching staff, at least, they all look fresh, and they all say they're fine. So it's just a matter of going out and picking your pitch and executing it.
Boy, Alex Pavlovich with us. It's a nice warm day in Arizona. The roof, I can't tell. It looks like it's closing a little bit. I can't tell, but they definitely have the air conditioning on now. It's an interesting place to watch a game. I thought, and as I said in my open, I thought the defense last night let Lindstrom down a little bit. And Blanco, to me, is a better left fielder than center fielder, and I thought there were a couple of balls that he should have gotten to, and even more, so as tough as it is for him, and you can't expect too much from him. I thought he had trouble with a ball that Goldschmidt had hit last night. I thought the defense actually contributed to Lindstrom's demise last night.
Yeah, and that may have been part of the frustration. On Blanco, I think he's a really, really good center fielder. We haven't seen him go back to the wall a whole lot, and he's not a guy who looked very comfortable doing that. You know, coming in or going inside, I don't think there are many people in baseball who are better, but going back to the wall a couple times, he did look a little bit jumpy, and that was one of those things where, I mean, the standards are so high for a player like that, and somebody with that kind of defensive skills. Even Bruce Bochy said afterwards, there was a couple really hard hit balls, but he felt like Gregor would have gotten to one of them, or maybe both of them. That's just kind of what he's done since he's been here. And with the Morris thing, I mean, you know, that was kind of the reason, aside from the injuries, that was a big reason why they were able to get him so cheap, because out in left field, he wasn't thought to be much of a defender. So I think we're going to see that the more he's out there, and it hasn't happened so far, really. But, you know, that one to me isn't so much of a surprise.
All right, well, there is no Joe Panic in the lineup tonight. I'll let you know that, as it's just been tweeted out. But, Alex, talk about the move of bringing Joe Panic up, and I haven't heard a corresponding move on the roster, but let's let the listeners know your thoughts about Joe Panic becoming a new San Francisco Giant.
Well, you know, I think people need to just understand that this is something where the expectations shouldn't be like they normally are for a first-round pick. I think the expectation here is that he's going to be better than what they have, and right now that's not much. So Joe no really, you know, he's in a good spot. He doesn't have to go out and do a whole lot to really kind of take that job because they haven't gotten anything. They got Hicks for the first month, but outside of that, they haven't gotten anything from those guys for quite a while. As a group, I think the second baseman this year, that the OPS is right around where Matt Cain's OPS is. So Joe needs to just go out there and be relaxed and go out and play his game. And, you know, he's not a huge power hitter. He's not a real speed guy, but he kind of does a lot of things really well. I don't think anything's going to stand out as you know, an above average, a real glaring tool like you see from some rookies. But I don't think he's going to be flustered by the moment at all. I think in camp he always looked really comfortable and always looked ready for a big league clubhouse. And, you know, I think we'll see a lot of that. And a guy who definitely has the skills defensively and just with bat control and a real simple swing, somebody who can come up here and succeed.
You know, Alex, I say this all the time. You know, they've lost 9 of 10. If you lose 9 and 10 in September, it could knock you out of a pennant race. Still plenty of games over 500, still with a 4-game lead. It just doesn't feel right. And, you know, I know it's a long season, but even within the clubhouse, I think they need a win. They need a win to get off this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you always do when you've lost 4 or 5 in a row. You always want to kind of get off that rough streak. I think more than anything, the weird part about the last week and a half is that everything that went right the first 2 months, it's all gone completely in the opposite direction. So if you still look at it, I mean, they still have 43 wins. They're still 4 games up. They're still in a much better spot than they thought they would be in when the season started. But it just so happened that the highs were so high and the lows have been so low now. So, you know, I think they need a win just to get off of that. And after that, you know, just keep playing good baseball. They weren't far away most of this road trip. They're a big hit here or a big hit there from breaking some of these games open.
Well, you know, it's one of these years, and honestly, other than Milwaukee, and they're in a slugfest in Colorado, I don't think anybody's running away with anything. That's the way baseball usually plays out, and I think we're sort of walking into this thing up to July 31st to see who makes moves and who stabilizes a pitching rotation. But this is one of those years, as the Giants come back to the pack, this is one of those years that I think everything is fairly well organized and equal.
I completely agree, and you know, if you're a general manager, that makes your job that much harder because there are going to be that many teams, especially with the second wild card, who can look up at the end of July and kind of see themselves, you know, one good week away from being back in the race. I mean, we saw what happened with Kansas City; they were pretty far out of it, and you know, you win 9-10 in a row, you're going to be right there in any division in baseball, and you're going to be right there in the wild card. You might be leading it, so I think you can look around baseball and right now probably see only 5-6 teams that are going to be selling, and that's a problem for other GMs who are trying to add to their team. And you know, that's why you bring up a guy like Panic. You see if you can find a second baseman for the rest of the year, because there are probably other tweaks that Brian Sabian wants to make, but it would have been hard to go out there and get a second baseman and also do whatever else they wanted to do, given kind of the limitations of the market and also of their minor league system.
All right, Alex, we appreciate it. We'll see you shortly. And just so you know, the lineup: Blanco, Pence, Posey catching tonight, Sandoval at third, Morse is back at first, Crawford at short, Tyler Colvin is out in left field tonight, Adrianza is at second, no Joe Panic, and Ryan Vogelsong on the hill. So, Alex, we'll see you shortly. Appreciate you being on.
Yeah, I guess now we know the only way Henry can beat me to the lineup is when you put me on the air. So
I like it. This is good. All right, now we get your score.
I'll go to you.
Have a
good
night.
Thanks, party.
I'll see you shortly. All right, that is Alex Pavlich. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group.